Good evening, Abosai. Top of page 2306, 236, Yiv Gimel in Siman Shinyud Gimel. We're continuing with a halach that was started yesterday of Tiltul Deles. It tells us as follows, this is a door. This is a door. Yiv Gimel is actually used for various, it's a concept which is applied in other areas of halacha as well. And it's as follows: a back entrance of a house, which is not used regularly for entering and exiting. At times you will use it; most frequently you will not use it. If a door was made for a back entrance door to enter and exit, it's like bamboo sticks. Bamboo sticks, it's like a informal entrance and leaving out. V'chen pirtz, an informal door to enter and leave. V'chen pirtz shegodo bekoitzim kandeles, or if you've got a makeshift kind of door, him yesh lo im tzir. So is that okay? Would you be able to open and close that? So is it mutter also to open and close that kind of door? It is not a regular door. It is a rechovo she'achorei habatim. It's not used that frequent. It's not used frequently. And you've got a kind of door there which is not the normal firm door. It's not something which is firmly attached. How you're allowed to open and close it? Shulchan Aruch tells us im yesh lahem tzir. The halacha is as follows: any kind of door which is used for that kind of purpose. So, im yesh lahim tzir, perish tzir is a hinge. Im noikvin adeles v'koivin boy eight chad. And it's very interesting. How were hinges made in previous generations? It's very interesting. I appreciate the chokhmah sheboy. So, noikvin adeles, you make a. Can you? What do you think would have been made the hinges historically? I mean, Tziv Gimel, the second line. Ah, Zoe. Oh, I misunderstood. Okay, let me continue where we are. Okay, we'll mashlim it. Okay? Shuach for telling me. Okay? Okay, let's just carry on from where we are now. Where exactly, Reb Gideon, where exactly? Yeah, okay, good. Fine, okay, we'll be mashlim it, Beis Hashem. Okay? But let me just carry on from now where we are. So, it tells us the... Yeah, the hinge was made as follows. That you make a hole in the door. And you put a sharp piece of wood inside the door. You make a hole in the door. And it was a sharp element, a sharp wooden element, which was sticking from the bottom and similarly also from the top, and that would be the hinge. It could work, no? I can picture it working. It's very basic, but I think it works. You make a sharp piece of wood, which will be inserted into the ground, and then, so you've got a sharp piece of wood sticking from the bottom. You also have a sharp piece from the door frame from the top. Sharpies sticking out. Those two elements will be sticking in a hole which was created in the door. And like this, you've got a... No? You can picture it working. Now you've got an hinge to open and close the door. But even if it doesn't have a hinge now, but it was, historically, there was a hinge there. You can close and door that door on Shabbos. Even if it's schlepping the ground, it's not considered a boiner. Because it's recognizable that it's a door, since there's a hinge there. Certainly, if there is still a hinge attached, but you're not allowed to put a hinge there. But if there is no hinge, there is no hinge now, and there was no hinge historically, you're not allowed to open and close that door, unless it is far up from the ground, and it's fine as well. Yeah. If you've got a door which is constantly open and closed, you're allowed to open and close it. If there's no inch vunigo, let me explain what this seif over here, because this is actually applied in other areas of halacha as well with regards to boina. We want to know, we've got a back door. A back door which is not used frequently. It's the kind of back door which hasn't got a proper door, and it's not something you use every day. You reuse it at times. You have got a makeshift kind of door which you've placed over there, which is perhaps made out of a board of wood, or perhaps it's made out of sticks, perhaps it is made out of bamboo elements, and you want to know, you want to put it in and take it out, put it in and take it out. We want to know, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? It's not the kind of door you use every day. You use it irregularly. Is that boine or is it not boine? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos, to place the board back on, to put that makeshift door on? Because if on Shabbos you need to leave that, you want to go there, can you take it out and off or not?
You're saying, can you open it and close it?
Yeah, are you allowed to do that or not?
That applies to a boarded door to go into a garden, on the side of a house.
Similar.
Similar. Are you saying you can't use that on Shabbos?
Similar. So what, are you allowed to do it, yes or no? So the halacha is as follows. And it's maybe not what we'd have expected. The halacha is that it depends on the following single factor, and it depends as to whether it's a tzir or not. Is it something, is that door that you've, the makeshift door you've created over there, does it have a hinge, yes or no? If it has a hinge, then the halacha is that it's the kind of door you can swing open, and it has a hinge, and the Shulchan Aruch describes how the basic hinge work. It's just basically a sharp element sticking into the door from the top, and or from the bottom into a hole which is in the door, and therefore it's kind of thing that is attached to some extent. It can swing open and close. If it has a hinge, then it is mutter. Then you're allowed to open, although it's not the normal kind of door, although it's not perfectly fitted, although it may be out of different material altogether, maybe made out of wheat, out of machtele shalkonim, it's a bamboo sticks, but it is still something which is attached, and you can open and close it. Halacha is that it is mutter. If, and then even if you go in there once a year, and it happens to be on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you're going to go there. But if you go once a year, the halacha is that there's mutter to open and close it. It's not boina. If, however, there's no hinge, and it is a door which is not a normal, conventional door, so you take it on and off, and it has no hinge, then the halacha is that it is also to open and close it on Shabbos. What's the yichas of the hinge? What's the point of the hinge? What does the hinge help? Makes it a door.
Makes it
connect to
the building.
Makes it
connect to
the building.
Makes it permanent.
Makes it permanent. Well, they're all permanent to some degree, but it's... So the fact that it's... the Mishnah Berurah's words as follows. And then one more point. Let me just specify that. The Shulchan Aruch says not only that he has now a hinge, but what's the halacha if there's no hinge anymore? The hinge is broken off. You know what, there was once a hinge, but now there's only a leftover of it. It doesn't even stick into the door anymore. It had a hinge, but it's broken, it's half broken now. It's not actually something which physically is still attached. And it's not something which is physically still connecting the door what's the halacha then? You'd still say it's mutter. Why? Oh, good. Very good. So the halach is indeed, although now the hinge is not working anymore, it's still mutter. The reason being, it was recognizable. He was recognizable there was a hinge, and nevertheless it is mutter. That if there is a hinge, or there was a hinge, it is not mechzik boina. The hinge shows and tells us that it's not something which is a boina. You're not building it here. It's a door. You're opening and closing a door. Okay, you know what? Even the hinge is broken. But you're not It still, you could see that historically this was a door, so it still has got, it remains a door, it's got a shim door still. It's still considered a door. Even if you're not using the hinge, but it's, it shows us, it's nick, it's recognizable, that it is not a boiner, but it is a door. Okay, so to clarify this, because this is really key, we're using this heter, Rabbi said, I think pretty much every single house uses heter in one way or another. And that is, that we are seeing over here, that anything which is door related is mutter. There is two categories when we look at anything. Deles, the head of Deles that we are saying over here, it's true. I mean, leave out the tzir aspect. But the fact that, that there is something can either be considered boina, or it can be something which is considered the head of Deles, a door. There's boina or Deles. If you think about it, why is it that if you have a door, why is it that you're allowed to open and close the door? Why not building something? Why is it not considered? In fact, you're opening and closing a door. Why is it not also?
It's part of the house.
It's part of the house. But what if you if the window is smashed and you're putting the window back in? A smashed window and it's being replaced. It's also part of the house. Nevertheless, everybody will agree. It's boina medereisa.
Yes, but you're putting a new window in, whereas here you're just opening and closing a door.
What's the point of just opening and closing? What is that? You're right. But what does that mean?
An exiting. You're using it for a purpose that's mutter on Shabbos.
You're using it for a purpose which is mutter. So to rephrase what you were saying, there's a heter, what Chazal teaches, the heter of Deles, something which is constantly being opened and closed, is not considered, since you're doing it so frequently, it's not considered, when I open and close the door, it's not considered boina, soisa, boina, soisa, boina, soisa. Since it was created for ongoing opening and closing, that makes it into something which is mutter. That means that if I would have a door and I every time I have to screw it on and screw it back on, screw it off and screw it on, screw it off, screw it on, screw it off, screw it off, and on and off and on and on, it would be awesome with the because it's not meant to do that. But something which is initially created to be open and closed constantly, that is not considered boina soisa. Well, this is a really important yesoid. I cannot underestimate the chshivas of this yesoid. That anything which is done intrinsically for constant opening and closing hasn't got a dit of boina and soisa. We're using this heter every week.
So that applies to a gate then, as opposed to a door?
Potentially. Gates. Yes, what case are you talking about?
When you want to a garden, the gate, I suppose, but you don't open it that often, but you still open it, I suppose. But in a field, a farmer had a field next to his house.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so that gate is still made for constant use. It's true. It is not used constantly, but a gate, a farm gate,
it could be used constantly.
That's good enough. The heter of Deles, and this is something which the poskim can use regularly. We'll see. I mean, one example, which maybe it's a bit premature to discuss, because it is really in Sif Hei, but I want to just mention it at this point, is the shtenders. Now, we know there's many types of shtenders. Many types of shtenders. Think about the shtenders. We've got the expert here, so I'm going to be very careful what I'm saying. But what happens if you open, there's some shtenders which are used and you can raise them and you can raise them and lower them. And then some of them are, okay, there's the very basic ones, which are just like, can you describe it, please? The very basic ones, which are just, you can just load this, that piece, and then it clicks in. And then there's the one which is more sophisticated, which is metal, and then you have to like, I don't know how to describe it. Can you help? About lifting and lift, you loosen it. How do you, that's the best.
You loosen the knobs and then you pull up the two.
That's right.
Two metal supports and good. You can raise it as high as you will, lower as you want, depending on your level.
Yeah, okay, do you know what I'm talking
about? You need to screw them back in.
Screw back in.
You need to tighten it, otherwise
it's... Tighten it, and so, good, okay. So now the shine of here, yeah, do we all know what we're talking about? Which kind of standards? Now the shine is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Yes or no? This is a real shine. Why is it not considered boina? Why is it not considered soisa? Or perhaps it is. Perhaps it is. Imagine, to screw something on. To screw something on Shabbos.
It's a clay.
You're allowed to make a clay. I'm undoing a clay and I'm remaking a clay. So could be it's derabon and boina.
An unadjustable utensil. Why is that boina or soisa? It's a utensil which is...
But I'm screwing it on.
Building or collapsing anything.
Why?
You're just adjusting it.
Adjusting. What makes it adjusting as opposed to boina?
Boina.
Made for that. Okay, that's... And Rabbi Yisai, This is the yesod of this het, of this seif over here. This seif is telling us, the het of Deles, which is what we're applying, for instance, as one of the many examples about Ashtendas. I'm not completely convinced that it's mutter, but let's assume that it is mutter. So what you've got over here is a het that, yes, you're unscrewing, yes, you are screwing, but it was made intrinsically. It's not like a screw elsewhere. It's made intrinsically to be tightened and loosened and tightened. And that's why it should be mutter. No, not necessarily, because it is still a kli as it is like this. It's usable as it is now. If it's in a position that can be used, so it's a keli.
So you can still move it around, even though you can't.
Yeah, it's you can use it as it is. So this is the het of Deles. Yeah, so McConnell games, yeah, very, very possible. Yeah, now, just it was a bit different because there could be a child of Kosev and Tovia. Yeah. But with regards to McConnell, so that, the answer is yes. There is, definitely an argument to say yes. There is some poskim who come from the following svara. What will be if somebody is an expert builder? An expert, not builder is not the right word.
Craftsman,
yeah. And he just enjoys making very sophisticated crafts that people normally spend weeks on. And after they sometimes see, some people make a Titanic out of like 6,000 pieces and they spend like, you know what I mean? And exactly. No, I'm not talking about paper.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it stays like this. And it takes years to do and all that, yeah? Yeah, so it really does look very, very nice. So imagine, but they are normally for that to stay. You normally would, so we all agree that if you build that, you're even on burning with the rice. I think we all agree. What happens if somebody really enjoys it and he gets the kick out of building it and after undoing it and doing it again and undoing it again? What will be the halacha then? You know, he spends 3 months on it, complete, and then after he undoes it, what would he tie now? Oh, I'm getting there. One second. Your mom's getting there. So some people want the taina. So I think everybody agrees there. That if a person does that, he's over on burning with the reiser. Who are you going to say, but one second, he really enjoys doing undoing it? The answer is yes, but he's still burning with the reiser. He's like a builder who builds a house and he wants to undo it and he rebuilds it. The head of Dallas doesn't apply. So yeish man da omas. We have to be very careful. So with regards to Lego, boys can generally amate. But when it comes to, so there is an element of that. Is this something, the question that always has to be addressed and asked, and that's the point scheme of gauging this, is it something which is really to be built? Is it something which is to be built to last? And you know, you can always undo it, because it's like kind of, you know, you can't even undo it. But really, it's meant to do and undo. Or is it something, is it something which is meant to do, undo? Or is it something which is really meant to be done, and that could be it's going to break, and you're going to do it again, or something else, whatever. So that's the shaila has to begin. Is it really something which is to be done or done? And that's Ebachlok is a post game when it comes to, so every game kind of has its own shaila and its own, but Lego, I think, generally the post game, although I did hear once, do you Lego in your houses? Yeah? Lego in our, right, so there are people who say, there are poskim, I heard this from Rafalk years ago, that there are some people who say, no, Lego actually is meant to last. He's never been to my house. But some poskim want to say that, yeah, Lego is there to last, and it's not really meant to be broken. But many poskim will agree that this is something which is to be done, undone, and therefore the head of Deles will apply, and it's similar to Deles will apply, and therefore it's mutter.
What about going back by Lego?
Yeah, so that's Shtadiotis. Yeah, that's a good child. I'm not sure if you'll be more. I'm not sure. Shtadiotis to go through the instructions. I'm not sure. Not sure. Yeah.
Let's say a door like a fire exit, something which isn't used.
It's still a door. It's still a door. It's still a Deles. You can't take away. Even though it says it's not allowed to, do not enter and all that, and the alarm is going to go on. Which normally it doesn't, but nevertheless, it's something which Be'etzim is a Deles. It's Be'etzim a Deles.
And one without hinges, but it's used the whole time?
Yeah. No, something which is all Deles. That's what Shulchan Aruch says over here. If it doesn't have hinges, and there was no hinges, you're not allowed to tuck it. So if it's like if you've got boards, simple boards, and you keep the back door closed with that, And then and you, it's you're opening closely with that. Yeah, no hinges will be also. So sliding doors are interesting. Shaila, but the ma'aseh it's mutter because you don't have hinges, but you've got something which is equivalent to hinges. It's made for opening and closing constantly with it. It doesn't have really hinges, but the construction is similar to hinges. You don't actually physically have the hinges, but you know, they've got either the rails or something similar to that, which is the equivalent. Okay, we continue Siv Dalet. Deles also meluach echot, hosheinu askufa tachtoino. Now this is a one board door. One board door. And the Shulchan Aruch's opinion of it is, דלת אוסי מלוח אחד או שאין להם הסקופה התחתונה כשפויסכן שוימתן מויסה ואויקרים מויסה. It's a board which is quetched, it's shoymten, you take it off ואויקרים מויסה, and you uproot that board which is lying on the, which is inserted in the door frame. אין נוי להם בו אפילו יש להם ציר. Okay, this is a board which serves as a door, and it is inserted, it's like quetched into the frame. That would be also to do, even though you may be doing that quite a lot. But do you agree that it's a bit different? It's like inserted, and that's it's quetched in, and therefore it's also to do on Shabbos. What happens if it's got some sort of hinge? It's still also.
If you take it in or you take it out, even if it's got a hinge, it's also, it's to put a door, imagine like you have a board which is pretty much fitted and you click it into like the door frame, that's also.
When that window is all doors which you have a, like a handle.
Yeah, it's meant to be open and closed. And therefore, the Heta of Deles applies. Good example as well. The Heta of Deles of the early Sif will apply. If it's something which is made for... Yeah, if something is a door and is used, it can be used permanently, we do not need to check how often does he actually use it. It's meant for use, for constant use. Yeah. Yeah.
The Ramos says, "Aval deles hashrim krosim ha b'shori afal pi shoyim tenoisek shepoischa himeshlem askufa."
The Ramos speaks about a door which has got various parts, many krosim, various parts the door, and you take it on and you take it off.
Himeshlem askufa, if this is the doorpost, v'adim mokum shenalim b'krosim ha b'yesh chakika lemalav v'lematuk shenuchosim b'krosim shenim k'deles oil ve'en luach echot b'chol deles.
That maybe we would have expected the opposite. He says that if you have got something which is inserted in the door frame, but it's got various pieces to it, that the Ramah is matir. The Ramah is matir. And he says, if it's got a few pieces, yes, if it's one piece, the Ramah says, if it's got a few pieces though, and you put like one piece, another piece, another piece, I don't think we picture it like a puzzle. It's more like probably like a few straight things, and that is inserted in the doorpost. As long as this is something which you use constantly, that the Ramah is matir. The Ramah is matir that.
No, he says, the reason is the fact that he has got a few pieces, that is the matter. The words of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's not considered, it's not considered a door. And therefore, it's not considered boina. It's interesting heta. Since if got lamedeshi dinam kedales, who it's said that after gavsha koshim enu mechuborim, it's not connected. Enu mechuborim u'machnis kol keres b'fnei atzmoi afilo chelu nechshav kedales shluach echot. It's based on the fact that it's constantly being used. It's a bit like kind of. Because it's not proper. It's something which is like, you put it on and you take it off, on and off. It's never going to fit perfectly. So therefore it's mutter.
If you've got one piece which is like inserted in and inserted out, that would be something which is also. If you've got a few pieces, you quetch a bit here, a bit in there, it doesn't really fit perfectly well. Anyway, I believe it's got to do with that. It's a few parts. So that would be mutter then.
Siv Hey is very similar to the standard Shaila. And he's a Shidotheva Migdol. He's a kind of box, a cabinet. You open it from the side. There's two hinges. One hinge on top, one hinge on the bottom. What happens if it came off the hinge? What happens if this
this thing came off the hinge. So if it, the bottom came off, kulam koima, if the whole thing came off, also lachziro shema iska. That's interesting. If something comes off the hinge, you may not place it back into the hinge. That's also because of shema iska. This is important. Something which came off the hinge, do you ever have a window that came off the hinge or anything like that? The halacha is, you may not put something back into the hinge. Umudereisa, umudereabon, as we're going to see. Havalim to miktsosoi, if it is only a little bit off, one hinge which came, it didn't come off completely, it's just slightly out of place. Toich koyat shemachzirulim koimu, you can push it back into its regular place. Kim da elyon nishabim koimu, since the other hinge, the top hinge, is still in its right place. Pekal yocholachzir atachtoni, easily, with a gentle little push, it goes back into its right place, therefore it's mutam. Havak shiotso elyon, but if the top one is come off, also, that if the top one came off, then even if it's flat, you know, wouldn't be allowed to put it. So we're making a difference over here between the top hinge and the bottom hinge. The bottom hinge, if it came off completely, forget it, you can't put it back in. If it came off a little bit, if the little bit out of place, the bottom hinge a little bit out of place, you would be allowed to gently put it back. However, when it comes to the top one, even if it's a little bit off, you wouldn't be allowed to replace it into the regular place.
So when they call a sliding door, it's basically off its hinges, and you basically like you have to pull it to close it and push it to open it. So some of the
shops
want to block it off.
No, because if it always remains out of the hinge, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
What about kitchen drawer?
And what's the story?
Would it be bonnet if it came out?
To put it back, kitchen drawer back in?
Drawers come out.
Yeah, I think so.
Would that be bonnet?
I think so.
Why?
Because you are effectively, if it would be the first time you do it, you would all understand that you're actually physically, you're adding your commissive binion. You're adding an element to the element. The only argument is if it's something which comes off every single time you take it out, it comes off. Then, but even then, it's also. Yeah. Okay, to recap what we learned tonight, we learned Siv Gimel in Siman Shin Yud Gimel, which tells us about the Chovah Shechor Rabbatim, which is the head of Deles, which is, as I mentioned, it's a key head when it comes to El Chesbon, it's something which is a door which is constantly being opened and closed is mutter. The Shulchan Aruch does qualify that it needs to have a hinge. If there's no hinge, it's gonna be also. So the halacha that it's a hinge, that's important because it tells us that it's you could see that it's a door and it's used regularly. And that's why it's mutter. Siv Dalet tells us that if it's a board, so it's differentiating between many pieces in one piece, and only then you'd be allowed to put back into its frame. And Siv Hei tells us about the Shidot Machat Umigdal, and it tells us about something coming off the hinge. If the bottom hinge is slightly off, you can just gently put it back into its right place. If it's come off completely, it's also, and with regards to the top hinge, even if it's off a little bit, it would be also to put it back in its right place. Good evening.